President-elect Joe Biden has spent recent weeks announcing nominees for his cabinet and other prominent positions. But what happens if Senate Republicans refuse to confirm these people or even hold hearings for them? Axios is reporting some GOP members are unwilling to commit to confirmation hearings and votes while election challenges from President Trump continue to play out. Axios congressional reporter Elena Treen broke the story and joined us a little earlier on Skype to explain what's going on.
There's not as much interest as we've seen in the past, and I think it's not that much of a surprise, just given how polarizing politics has become and these processes have become in the past several years. I've been on the Hill for the past few days and over the past several weeks talking with different senators, particularly those Republicans who matter, about how quickly they want to get this done. And one big thing that is typical when a new president takes office is having these confirmation hearings for their nominees prior to the inauguration, so that once a president takes office, he can formally nominate them, get the paperwork in and get them into their roles as quickly as possible. Some Republican senators are saying they don't think that they should hold any of these hearings or even commit to confirm some of these nominees before the inauguration, even if some of the legal challenges that we're seeing the president and his team put forth continue. Now, of course, a lot of people are saying, won't that be over soon? The Electoral College votes on Monday. Congress is expected to certify the Electoral College votes in January, but not a lot of Republicans are willing to say that this will be over anytime soon. And so I think if that drags out, it could potentially be a problem here.
Worst case scenario from the Democratic perspective, Joe Biden is in office January 20th without his team ready to go on day one.
That is the worst case scenario. I mean, well, it could even be worse, not just day one, but even some days or weeks into his administration. Most people say, you know, that's unlikely. No one wants a president in place that doesn't have a team in place to help him tackle the biggest issues that, of course, accompany a presidency. But that would, I'd say, is the worst case scenario. Now, we'll see if this ends up happening. I think one thing that a lot of senators, Republicans included, do continue to bring up is that this is not the time to have these battles. We are in the middle of a pandemic. It is important more than ever to make sure that Joe Biden has his team around him who can support him to get these important things done. So I think only time will tell once we get to January, but it could be a battle. On January 5th, the Georgia Senate runoffs take place, and that could really change all of this. The Senate majority does hang in the balance with those two seats. If both Democrats win in those races, it will be a 50-50 split in the Senate, and Kamala Harris, who will end up being the vice president, could make that tie in favor of the Democrats, and so we wouldn't see as much of an issue here. The other problem about the Georgia Senate races is that because they're January 5th, the new committee chairman and committee staff will not be announced or put in place until after that timeline, which only leaves just a few days to get some of these hearings rolling before the inauguration on January 20th. So a short timeline to do a lot of this important work.
Axios reporter Elena Treen on Skype.